אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם.
We are reading from Zohar for All, the introduction for the Zohar, page 279, item 107. You can download the book at kav.tv. Ask questions there, and relevant questions will be aired. Zohar for All, page 279, introduction for the Zohar, the donkey driver, item 107.
Hold on. Benze, tell us, how do we learn the Zohar? You're arranged all those volumes for me, text-wise, please.
Zohar is learned, first of all, out of the intention to, just as it is written in item 155, that we want to feel the connection just as the people who wrote the Zohar, and to be connected to it.
Well, that's good too. Go ahead.
107. We should also interpret how great is your goodness, that here the meaning of the Chokhmah is engraved, and all the secrets are included here. Great is a great and strong tree, Zeranpin, since there is a smaller tree than him, the Malchut. This Zeranpin is great, and brings him in the height of the firmament. Chokhmah indicates Zivugatik, and all the secrets are indicates the completion of the entire correction. Ma is the lower world. Great points are the great strong trees, Eranpin, upon his clothing over Ab. At that time he is called the great tree. After the Chokhmah is called strong, in and of itself. However, when Zeranpin is in his own place, he is only called a tree. This is why it was said, since there is another tree smaller than him, the Malchut, which is called a tree too. This Zeranpin is great, and when he clothes the level of Ab, he is called great, and brings him in the height of the firmaments, since the height of Ab reaches up to the Keter, called the height of the firmaments, since the Ab dresses over the Parzuf Keter. Hence Ab raises the Zeranpin to the height of the firmaments. 108. Your goodness is the light that was created in the first day of the act of creation, which you have concealed for those who fear you, since he concealed it for the righteous in that world. Which you have made is the upper garden of Eden, as it is written, the place which you have made for your dwelling, O Lord. This is the meaning of made for those who take refuge in you. The light that was created on the first day is the light that Adam HaRishon watched from the end of the world to its end. It is the five times light that are said on the first day of the act of creation. For the righteous in that world, in the next world, since that light was concealed in Yesodot, which are Tzadik, righteous, and Tzedek, justice, of Abba Ve'ima, which is called the next world. Those Tzadik and Tzedek are called those who fear you, hence the power of concealment in them, and from them that light is received by the righteous. Made is the upper garden of Eden, since prior to that it is written, which you have concealed. It means that the Mochin come in a garment of honor of Tzadik and Tzedek, concealed, covered by those garments. And here it says, made, which means an open act, without the above-mentioned cover. He brings evidence from the verse, the place which you have made for your dwelling, O Lord, meaning a complete and open act. The Zohar explains that Maid refers to the upper Garden of Eden, which is operated and is excluded from those previous mochin in the verse which apply during all 6,000 years. And the meaning of the words, "How great is your goodness, which you have concealed for those who fear you," is that they are the mochin of the entire 6,000 years. You have made all those through the great Zivug de'atik yomin, for those who take refuge in you. As these mochin elicit and operate the upper garden of Eden, where the complete righteous who take refuge in the Creator stay. Like those souls of Bnayahu ben Yoyada, those are rewarded with the receiving from the great Zivug of Atik, assembled from all those mochin of the 6,000 years. Know that the resting place of the souls is called the Garden of Eden. There is the Garden of Eden of the earth, called the lower Garden of Eden, regarded as Vak. And there is the upper Garden of Eden, Gal of the Garden of Eden. All the souls are present only in the lower Garden of Eden. However, on beginnings of months and on Sabbaths, they rise to the upper Garden of Eden and then return to their place. However, there are a chosen few whose place is in the upper Garden of Eden. Rabbi Shimon said about it, "I have seen the elevated ones, that they are few." 109. The lower Garden of Eden is where all the righteous stand in a spirit that dresses in the garment of honor, in the same way and manner that it was in this world. This is the meaning of the words, "before people." That is, in the same form of people in this world. They stand there, and fly in the air from there, and rise to the seminary of the firmament in that Garden of Eden of above, where they fly and bathe in the dew of rivers of pure parsimony, and descend and stay below in the lower Garden of Eden. The primary difference between Gar and Zat in the Partsufim and Neshamot is that Gar can receive light of Chochmah as it is. They have no need for Chochmah to clothe in a garment of light of Chasadim for them. But the Partsufim of Vak, as well as the Neshamot that are born out of Zon, who is primarily Vak, can receive the light of Chochmah only when it is clothed in light of Chasadim. And it was that this lower Garden of Eden, where all the righteous stand in the spirit that dresses in the garment of honor, in the same way and manner that they were in this world. This is so because the Ruach of all the righteous of the lower Garden of Eden clothes in a garment of honor, of light of Chasadim, like the souls of the people in this world. Through this garment of honor, called Avir, air, they can rise to the upper Garden of Eden, receive light of Chochmah from there, and subsequently return to their place in the lower Garden of Eden. They stand there, means that their permanent place is primarily in the lower Garden of Eden, and fly in the air from there, and rise to the seminary of the firmament in that Garden of Eden of above. Through this Abba Ve'ima, the light of Chasadim, they fly and rise to the upper Garden of Eden to receive Chochmah. There they fly and bathe in the dew of rivers of pure parsimony, since the light of Chochmah that they receive there in the Garden of Eden is called 13 rivers of pure parsimony. For the Chochmah is called oil, and the number 13 points to the Chochmah of the 32 paths. Afterwards, they come down and stay below, since they cannot remain there. Immediately after the reception of Chochmah within their garment of honor, they come down from the upper Garden of Eden to their place, to the lower Garden of Eden. And since they should receive the Chokhmah within the clothing of Hasadim, like souls of people in this world, the text calls them before people as well, since they have the same form of, as people in this world, for they too need clothing of Chasadim like them.
Are there any questions? None?
Tell me, please. Can you interpret these texts so they seem like an article by Rabash? After all these years and all these questions, I don't understand the benefit of this text being separate than and our thoughts being separate, our thoughts about connection. Why don't they come together? What's the benefit of them being separate?
If I enter examine my body, I see that it has all kind of phenomena, such that by examinations it lacks as heat, warmth, temperature. All the metabolism, how shall I put it? As if dropped and everything cooling off, so to speak, freezing off. So you need warmth. So I'm told, in order to bring warmth to your body, we need to turn on the heater. For the heater, we need fuel, etc., etc. Tell me, please, what's the connection between me going to chop down wood or pipe of gas for the heater, and me wanting to increase my metabolism? What's the connection between the two? If you'll say to a little kid, they'll tell you, why do we need this wood or oil or gas? Or moreover, we need to drill some holder in the land and pull out this oil, this black stuff. Who needs it? Meaning you see no connection. Correct? However, the sages are saying that the connection is actually there between you engaged in it and what you read here. There's a connection between, well, here it's even much more, because there it's like milligram for milligram, meaning external examples. Here it speaks of your soul, you want to correct it. However, it speaks of the innermost thing that occurs in her. When you are in a lower degree and making a certain effort now, say just an effort to sit in the lesson in order to hear my voice, which you hate. You want to sleep, you want all kind of things, right? And here you need to sit all of a sudden and hear what I'm crapping on or annoying you. However, should you do the smallest effort and hear what you read and hear, yes, is what is happening with you, in you. However, in states, in your current degree, in your upper degrees that related to Ein Sof, meaning from you up to Ein Sof, there is a line, a thin pipe, and through this pipe you are receiving something. The moment, due to your contact and a little bit of exertion from below, at least you're not asleep and you attempt to hear. Grisha, do you hear me? Great. At least slightly. Yes? Already in that case, this pipe is working. And in that pipe are all the degrees, including the very same degrees we are studying about. However, these degrees are very permanent degrees, and they are operated by your minuscule desire that you can activate now. Say you can activate only with one eye, look at everyone, second eye, you just sleep. In the mind, you sleep 99%, but it doesn't matter. Nevertheless, the desire is operated, and this pipe works. Then it's blocked almost entirely, but slightly, a little bit go through it. And if a little bit go through it, all those degrees you're reading about in here are activated. Moreover, so when you are with a quarter of an eye looking at us, and 1% of your intellect are with us, it doesn't matter. Above, the lights are much greater and the vessels are greater, and you are the one activating them. Therefore, I'm willing to tolerate you, even though you have the same... you see behind you there's a white wall. So just as this concrete wall, accordingly is your face. Nevertheless, I'm willing to tolerate it because there's still a little bit of a lack in it, and you don't know to what extent all those degrees are acting for the time being. I'm saying earnestly.
Maybe I'll put it in a different way. I'm sitting since in 2009 we started reading the Zohar. I'm sitting, and because I don't feel anything, all the time I fear I'm reading it in the wrong way. And I'm thinking, how can I change it?
Excellent, excellent. What could be better than fear?
But something should be changed ultimately.
That's the first mitzvah, first precept.
I'm afraid that I'm missing something. I'm reading it wrongly. Maybe I didn't ask something. Maybe I didn't do something. Especially when I remember how beforehand, before 2009...
What is it that you are afraid of?
I am afraid that years are going by for no reason, and I'm...
That you're losing?
Yes, that I'm losing.
What's the greatest loss?
That we will not come to our purpose, to our goal, to connecting, to revealing the Creator in this world.
What do you need it for?
That I'm digging the hole in the wrong place.
Meaning your fear at the end of the day is from... Maybe I won't be able, and we won't be able to bring contentment to the Creator.
Correct.
My dear, righteous, you're great. You need run a meal for us for having such fear.
But I can't shut up.
No, you need nothing more, just to develop more and more of that fear. If you have a fear that we may not come to bring contentment to the Creator, not on our account, to bring contentment to Him.
Yes, but that's because we're doing something.
That's correct. So how come you don't receive a revelation?
Because maybe we're doing something wrong.
Oh, so check it out.
So I'm checking it out.
So you have what to do.
This is what I'm doing. I'm checking this. I'm asking you, how else can I check?
How else can you check? Meaning it seems to you that you are thinking of bringing contentment to the Creator, hence you're connected to the friends, hence you're reading with them the Book of Zohar.
No, it seems to me, on the contrary, that with this I don't give contentment to the Creator. This is my fear, that I'm reading wrongly. And this is, that's because I'm not advancing, I don't feel anything, I see the other faces, that it wasn't as it was before. So it's the fear that I'm doing something wrong.
That's a prayer. Ask for a reply. I don't have a reply. You need to receive that sensation from within. But Nice. I envy him. I don't see you guys. Terence, do you envy him? Pass him the mic.
Je voulais savoir qu'est-ce qui amène plus de lumière, qu'est-ce qui donne plus de contentement au créateur. Quand on fait un workshop, quand je fais un workshop avec mes amis ou quand on lit le Zohar.
I wanted to know what draws more light, what brings more contempt to the Creator, the fact that we have a workshop with the friends or when we sit and read Zohar?
The fact we are doing a workshop with the friends, we are scrutinizing the lax vessels that are in our mind and heart. We are activating them. We need to discuss and sense and spin it in all directions. As the workshop is good. The workshop within half an hour, one goes through many thoughts. He's digging within himself, really digging. That's one way, another way, and he doesn't know a workshop. Is the preparation of the vessel, as if you're digging. What's going on with you there? Well, what have you got there? Whereby the Zohar, you need to be on the one hand in the lack, on the other hand, on the other hand in wholeness. You're in the origin of the light of Ein Sof. And the fact you're in contact with him means you need to be in wholeness. The fact you haven't yet managed to use it correctly is because you need the lack in both. Nevertheless, try and be together, not once that way, once that way.
Mais pourtant, ceux qui ont écrit le Zohar, c'est un peu comme si dans leur grotte ils faisaient un sadhana. Donc pourquoi nous en fait, pourquoi on peut pas écrire le Zohar? Pourquoi je peux pas nous quand je m'assieds avec mes amis, pourquoi je peux pas attirer ces mêmes lumières? Pourquoi j'ai besoin du Zohar?
The great ones that wrote the Zohar, it seems as if they had a workshop. So why do we, when we have a workshop, can't we write the Zohar and attain such great light?
We do not have that lack. How can we discover the light of the Zohar? The light of Zohar, you need to be post Aibur, Yenika, Mochin in such a degree. You need to go through the entire ladder in order to be in what they're talking about. They have attained 125 degrees. Hence, from that height they wrote. They didn't write from the height of the first degree, second, third degree, 50th, 70th, 100, 120, 125. They have attained 125 degrees. Thus, from the height of 125 degrees, they wrote, even though they write about lesser degrees than 125, yet they're writing from the height of 125. It is just as if I am teaching a beginner what are four phases of direct light. Or a teacher at school teaches a little child, 1 + 1 = 2. So to the extent he understands 1 + 1 and how much and what level does he teach it to a child? First they reached a height of 125 degrees, then they wrote even about the smallest lower degrees because it is totally different. Hence, by reading the pages where it says about the klipot or small degrees, nevertheless you're receiving the light of Ein Sof. Because for them, from this height they've written. And no matter if you're studying a little thing in some little degree.
Est-ce que j'ai constaté que quand les plus grands workshops que j'ai faits, c'est ceux qui étaient organisés par mes amis, en fait. Est-ce que tu penses que ça a une influence ou c'est juste psychologique?
The greatest workshops I've experienced are especially the ones that the friends have passed on. Do you think that it's psychology or is it some kind of attainment?
It is because I'm much closer to him than me, and then I identify with them. If accordingly you impress from one another, then I'll be happy to sit aside and you'll give the workshops. Yes, I'm saying earnestly, the main thing for us is to be impressed, to connect. Well?
What does it mean where he writes that the neshamot in the upper Garden of Eden reveal chokhmah without the clothing of a chassadim? What does he relate to?
He relates to the fact that chokhmah always clothed in chassadim. There's no such thing. Rather, there is chokhmah of 32 path. There is chokhmah of gar and chokhmah of vak. There is chokhmah that is revealed from below above, only a small illumination, where malchut is integrated with binah, and there already they go through to degrees which work with the vessels of reception. Hence, nevertheless, it's not the light of the end of correction. It's a private. Individual end of correction, not the public. And there specifically, the wisdom is revealed.
What does it mean when he writes about the shape of people in this world that they have the clothing of chassadim? What does he mean?
Hold on.
He writes about the form of people in this world that they also have the garment of chassadim.
There cannot be a form of Adam without the clothing of vessels of chassadim. Yet it's a form that not yet is capable. Well, it depends in what form and in what degree this form can contain, receive the light of Chochmah.
But if there is a clothing of chassadim, why is it called this world?
This world and the next world are 2 degrees. It's not that this world is in order to receive. In order to receive is not even considered, even a klipa. So it's corresponding to klipa, to kedusha, to sanctity. It is a part of the same degree.
Can you explain here in this passage, what does he relate to? He relates to some discernment between...
This world and the next world is the current state and the next state. Usually this is how they're relating to it. Because this reality we experience now doesn't exist. It is imaginary.
I'm asking about the difference between what he's talking about, chassadim, the discernment of chassadim, or the discernment of chokhmah, or how he relates to it, the lower Garden of Eden or the upper. Can we receive something to hold on to something here?
2 degrees, Malchut and Bina. Malchut, which is in the illumination of Bina, called Paradise, the lower Paradise, lower Garden of Eden. When she raised to Bina, she integrated there and she became the upper Garden of Eden. Eden usually is called Chochmah. Garden is Malchut rising to Bina. So, she prepared herself or sanctified herself to be a vessel for Chochmah. There's nothing here, which direction you want to spin it towards?
I just want to receive some emotion in these 2 discernments. What you said right now, this is dry and this is also dry. I can't relate to it emotionally.
Emotionally, sorry, internally, your own. But we need to move to the next part. And we'll talk about it.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.